Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey's. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Jane Morgan, Wally Mayer, Ann Morrison, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Bob Anderson, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parkey Perkins!
Oh, my, where's my book? I'd like for to catch up on some of my reading while it's be quiet in here for a few minutes, huh? Oh, here it is, the second reader. I get so much pleasure after reading this book. Say, this picture looks like it could be a very interesting story here. It's be called My Friend John. Do you see John? John is rolling his hoop. John is rolling his hoop down the street. Where is John? Where is John? Maybe when he was rolling his hoop down the street, he didn't see that open manhole. Oh, my, look who's becoming in here now, that big pest, Bill Reed. What an awful guy all the time. He's making those practical jokes. You never know what kind of tricks he's going for to pull on you. I was just frightened to death of him. I wish he would never come in here. I don't like those kind of jokes.
Well, hello, hello, Parkey.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Reed.
Put it there, partner. Come on, shake hands.
No. The last time when I shook hands with you, I got a shock. Yeah, let me for to see your hand first, for to see if you got an electric battery there.
No, I ain't got nothing to see. Hey, look, Parkey. Yeah? How do you like this beautiful flower in my lapel, huh? Yeah. Go ahead, smell it.
No, not me. I know that trick, too. The minute when I bend over for to smell that flower, bingo, you squirt water in my face. No, that's be an old gag, you know.
Oh, you know that one, huh?
I sure do, yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. You know, a lot of people get sore when I start pulling some of my stuff. But I say a good laugh is good for anybody. Oh. Don't you agree with me, Parkey?
Yeah, I agree with you, yes.
You do?
Yes.
Well, put it there, old kid. Shake hands. I got you that time, Parkey.
Oh, my, I should have known what you had that electric buzzer in your hand. Say, look, Mr. Reed, I don't think what your jokes is be so funny. And I'll thank you not to come in here no more. I just don't like your kind of jokes.
Oh, wait a minute. Take it easy, Parkey.
I know.
I didn't think you was a sorehead.
Yes.
I was just trying to have a little fun. Besides, that's not a nice way to talk to me, especially since I made a special trip over here to bring you some good news.
Good news? You mean you're leaving town?
No. This is on the level. Parkey, come here.
Huh?
You know there's a beautiful girl in this town who's got a terrific crush on you?
Beautiful girl has got a crush on me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, wait a minute. Does this be another one of your jokes?
Oh, no. This is no joke, Parkey. I'm serious.
Huh?
Yeah, she asked me to come over and tell you that she'd like to meet you. She'd like to have you take her out tonight.
Say, look, Mr. Reed, I don't believe nothing what you say. You couldn't fool me because I know what... This has got for to wind up to be some kind of a joke.
Okay, if you don't want to meet this beautiful girl, it's all right with me, brother.
Yeah, well, it's all right with me, too. You can go ahead and introduce your beautiful girls to somebody else.
But she don't want to meet nobody else, Parkey. She just wants to meet you.
Huh?
Oh, she's got an awful case on you, Parkey. Why, she passes by your window here every day and looks in at you, and mister, well, you've just swept that gal right off her feet.
Huh?
Parkey, look, you've got to meet her. You've got to take her out, because you've got no right to break that poor little girl's heart.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I couldn't help it if I break beautiful girls' hearts. After all, it's just me, and whatever happened has got to happen. That's all.
Well, okay. I've done my duty. I told her that I'd come over here and give you her address and ask you to go over there tonight and take her out.
Take her out? How could I take her out? I never even met her. I don't even know what she looks like.
But she knows what you look like, Parkey. Yes, sir. And she thinks you're wonderful.
She does?
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, I still think that this would be another one of your jokes.
No.
After all, what does our beautiful girls want with me?
Oh, stop running yourself down, Parkey. Let's face it. After all, you're a pretty handsome fella.
Yes, that's true, yes.
And you're certainly considered to be one of the niftiest dressers in town.
Nifty?
Yes, sir. And you're also known as a very intelligent man.
I am?
Definitely. And what's more, you've got a reputation for being very generous, too.
Oh, I guess it wouldn't hurt me if I throw away a nickel here and there.
Why, sure, Parkey.
Yes.
Now, do you blame this girl for wanting to meet you?
No, Bill, I really don't. Tell you the truth, I could see what this girl has done to only be beautiful, but she's got brains, too. Yes, I think maybe you're right, Bill. I shouldn't be selfish. I should give that girl the opportunity to meet me.
Why, sure you should.
Yeah, I think.
Now, look, she expects you to call on her at 8:30 tonight.
Yes.
Here's her address. 1150 Princeton Avenue.
1150 Princeton Avenue?
Yeah. Now, look, Parky. You know, meeting the girl for the first time, you want to make a good impression on her, see?
Yes.
So I suggest that you, bring her some candy.
Candy?
Yeah.
Say, you're right. I'll bring her some. You think she likes jelly beans? I got around here someplace a half a pound of jelly beans.
Jelly beans?
Yes.
Oh, no, Parky. She thinks you're a big man.
Huh?
Yeah, bring her 10 pounds of chocolates and 5 or 6 dozen roses and a big basket of fruit.
Oh, my, carrying all that stuff, how will I ever get on the bus?
The bus?
Yes.
You ain't going to go over on a bus, Parky. Take a cab. You want to do this thing upright, don't you?
Yeah, you're right. I want to show her that I'm a big man.
Sure.
Yeah. Say, let me see if I got the address right here. You say it's be 1150 Princeton Avenue.
That's right, Parky. Yes. Now, listen, I'll come in here tomorrow, and you can tell me everything that happened when you get over there tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Hey, you say, wait a minute.
Huh?
You got to tell me the girl's name. I wouldn't know who to ask for.
Oh, of course. Yes. Yeah, well, her name is Kitty. Just ask for Kitty.
Kitty?
Yeah, Kitty. Yes. Well, so long, Parky.
So long, Bill, and thank you. Say, that Bill is going to be such a bad fellow after all. Kitty, say, it's such a beautiful name. I love that name, Kitty. You know, that was my mother's name, Kitty.
Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders playing I May Be Wrong. We'll be back with Parky in just a moment. During the war, they were called war bonds. Right after the war, they were called victory bonds. Now, the same bond is called security bonds. For America's security is your security. To make the buying of security bonds as easy as possible, the government has set up two investment plans, the payroll savings plan and the bond a month plan. The first is aimed at those who are on a payroll. The employee authorizes his boss to set aside a sum from each paycheck and use the money to buy security bonds for him. The bond a month plan is for those not on a payroll, for professional men or men who own their own business. If you come under this heading, you can tell your bank to issue you a bond every month and charge the purchase price to your account. You can't go wrong with either of these plans because you'll be saving the easy, automatic way. You'll be paving the way for a happy future with the money you invest now. Remember, United States security bonds. The same fine investment that pays you $4 for every $3 you invest. A safe investment. A sure bet for your future. To pay for those things you've always wanted. Buy as much as you can.
Oh, Parky, this is really thrilling, you taking a girl out tonight. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, Betty, I got it all figured out what we're going for to do. I'm going to meet her at 8:30, and by 9 o'clock, we'll be walking down that aisle.
Walking down the aisle? Aren't you rushing things? I mean, don't you think you should know the girl more than half an hour before you marry her?
Marry her? Who said anything about marrying her?
Well, you said you'd be walking down the aisle.
That's right. I'm going to take her to a movie.
You had me frightened there for a minute.
Oh, don't you worry, Betty. I don't want to marry nobody what I only knew half an hour. Just because what you take a girl out is that don't mean what you got to marry her, you know. But maybe something could develop, you know. Maybe if I'm like her and she likes me, I could speak to her father and she could speak to my nephew, Demetrius. I couldn't tell, you know.
Well, I sure would like to see you married, Parky.
Betty, I don't know why everybody's worries about me to getting married. I mean, what is everybody's big hurry? After all, I'm only 42. 42 is going to be so old. I'm my 42.
You say you have no idea what the girl looks like, Parky?
The only thing what I know, Betty, is that Bill Reed said what she'd be very beautiful. And you know, I'm afraid of that because beautiful girls makes me nervous.
Beautiful girls make you nervous?
Yes.
Yeah, but Parky, you never take out beautiful girls.
Why do you think I'm so nervous?
Well, Parky, I know she'll be very proud to go out with you.
Yeah.
I think you look very nice all dressed up like that.
Do I really? You know, I put on my best suit. You really like it?
Oh, it's lovely, Parky. I've never seen you wear that suit before.
I know. You see, I only wear that for special occasions. Oh, man. I didn't want this suit for a good many years.
I can see that.
Yeah.
But honestly, Parky, don't you think you should take off that McKinley button?
Oh, yes. Say, Betty, I was thinking, instead of me
Parky,
taking the...
Here comes your friend, Orville Shaw.
Oh, my, that's thinking. Betty, I don't know why he keeps bothering.
I'll see you later, Parky.
Yes,
sure. Well, my old friend, Mr. Parky Cackett. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct, yes.
Hey, tell me, where you going? You are all dressed up like Mrs. Astor's pet hearse.
Mrs. Astor's pet hearse?
Uh-huh.
Well, you see, Mr. Sharp, I've got a date for to take a girl out tonight.
Oh, no, Mr. Packy Cock.
Yes.
Didn't notice you was attached to the week of six.
The week of six?
Uh-huh. Yeah, brother, you know you really are all dressed up, ain't you? Oh, my.
Do I really look all right?
All right? Oh, my, yes. You look like you just stepped out of a boxcar.
I do. Yes, sir. But you see, I want for to look good because this girl that I'm taking out tonight, you see, I'm meeting her for the first time.
Oh, I see. You mean that you are just making her acquiescence tonight, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I'm just making her acquiescence tonight, yes.
Well, now, brother, it looks like I came in just in time, don't it?
What do you mean, just in time?
Well?
Just in time for what?
Just in time for you and me to go over and take out your girl.
You and me?
Mm-hmm.
Who says you're going with me? No. She just wants for to see me. I'm going for to meet her alone.
Alone? No,
yes.
No, brother, you can't do that.
What do you mean?
No, sir. You meet a girl for the first time, you got to use the proper manners.
Huh?
Or what we call in society, Eddie's cat.
Eddie's cat?
Yeah.
What is Eddie's cat?
What's that? And his cat, that's all that polite stuff that you learn by hanging around Emily's post.
Say, I got to hang around Emily's post?
I said what?
I don't even know where Emily's post is.
Well, that's all right. Don't you worry about it. See, I am just a little guy that can help you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Now, the first rule of Emily's post, see?
Yes.
It's, when you meet a girl for the first time, you cannot be with her alone.
No. Mm-hmm.
Got to bring along what we call a chapter one.
A chapter one?
Yes, sir?
What in the world is a chapter one?
Well, that is what they call somebody that goes along with you.
Oh, look, I don't know nothing about no chapter one, either.
Listen to me. Listen, buddy, you don't have to worry about that stuff at all. That is my new business, you know.
Your new business?
Yes, sir.
What is your new business?
Helping boys keep company with girls? See, I represent a crowd called Three is Better Than Two Company.
Three is better than two company?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let me give you an example of our service.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me an example, yes.
Okay, now I assume that this girl is very beautiful.
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm. Then what you want is our grade A deal.
Grade A deal? What is your grade A deal?
Well, I'll tell you. For a fee of $25, I supply a wonderful chapter one to go along with you, see?
Yes.
Very agreeable guy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, for instance, you want to go to any of them fancy nightclubs, you know, like maybe Cyro's or Mose Campbell or...
Mose Campbell?
Yeah, or maybe even the Cobra Bananas.
The Cobra Bananas?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you see, he'd be glad to go along with you. Whatever you order is okay with him.
It is.
Order a big steak... He'll eat one with you.
He will?
Want a champagne? He'll drink it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Very obliging.
Yeah, but look, Mr. Sharp, I don't understand this. Just because what I want for to take a girl out, why do I have to give a fella $25 and take him along with me and buy him steak and champagne?
All right. Look, if you don't want to spend that much, I'll give you a cheaper chapter one.
Yes?
Yes, sir. This guy only charges $10. Don't have to go to such nice places with him, so you can take him maybe to the beach or the amusement resorts.
Yes.
Oh, this guy, be very useful to you in case you want to go in the tunnel of love.
He could be very useful to me in the tunnel of love.
Yes, sir. See, he can be necking your girl while you're rowing a boat.
Oh.
That was Betty Rhodes, our lovely Victor recording star, singing It's You or No One. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, for the past several years, the men and women of the United States Post Office Department have endeavored to obtain a wage increase in order to meet the rising cost of living. There's been no greater supporter nor stauncher friend of these men and women than Parkey. For the past 3 years, he's carried the message of their worthy cause to the radio audience. The postal employees have been given their pay increase. And I should like to introduce to you Commander Joseph Fear of the Milton Canody Postal Employees Post number 325 of the American Legion, who has a word of thanks for Parkey.
Mr. Parkey Carcass, there is no doubt that we of the Post Office Department were greatly pleased when our wage increase was granted. But what meant most to us was the knowledge that many good friends were supporting our cause. It is a signal honor for me to have been chosen to present to you, one of our best friends, this citation of our appreciation of your efforts in our behalf. The text of this citation pays tribute to you as a showman who has so well blended wholesome entertainment and high comedy with public service. And no one more justly deserves this award.
Thank you very much, Commander Field. My 1150 Princeton Avenue should be around in some places, but I don't see no houses in this neighborhood. So I wonder, instead of taking the girl out to the movies, we could sit at home and I could entertain her there. I should have brought along my second reader and I could have read her some very interesting stories. And I like her to think what she's getting an educated fella, you know. I wonder where that is, 1150 Princeton Avenue. Should have asked the conductor before I got off the trolley. Oh, my, speaking of being off the trolley, look who's standing over there. It's the little lady from the sewing circle. She's been off the trolley for years. Oh, she sees me. Hello, lady.
Oh, hello, Mr. Parker.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
I'm fine. Say, you don't would happen for to know where Princeton Avenue would be around here, are you?
Well, if it was me that was going to Princeton Avenue,
yes,
I'd get on the red bus, then I'd transfer to the green bus, then I'd take the yellow car, and then switch over to the blue bus.
That's how you get to Princeton Avenue?
No, but I think it's such a lovely color combination.
I see.
Oh, what are you doing with that big basket? Are you selling fruit? I'll take a banana.
No. Don't be selling no fruit. I'm bringing all this fruit and candy and these flowers to a young lady.
A young lady?
Yes.
Why didn't you bring them to me? I'm a young lady.
Yeah?
Is your friend younger than me?
Well, if she's not, I'm stuck with $15 worth of fruit.
Oh, you mean you don't know what your lady friend looks like?
No, you see, I didn't even met her yet. This, I guess this is what you might call a blind date.
Oh, I just love blind dates.
You do?
That's how I met my first husband, you know.
Really?
It was a blind date.
Really?
Heavens, yes.
Yeah.
Before he came to my house for our date, he went out and got drunk, and when he met me, was he blind.
See, you mean he drank a lot, huh?
Oh, heavens, yes. He was tipsy the day I married him.
Well, do you know? Did he give up drinking now?
Oh, I wouldn't know. I haven't set eyes on him since our honeymoon.
You didn't? What happened?
Well, you see, we went to Niagara Falls on our honeymoon.
Oh, that's right.
And he brought along a big barrel of whiskey, and would you believe it? In 2 days, he emptied that big barrel.
He did? Oh, my, that was terrible.
That was nothing.
No?
Then he climbed into the empty barrel and went over Niagara Falls in it.
Oh, my. You really did that? Where is he now?
Oh, heaven only knows. The last time I saw him, he was going over the falls on the Canadian side singing, Britannia Rules the Waves.
Well, didn't you ever find out what happened to him?
I didn't care what happened to him.
Yes.
I had all I could do to save myself.
Yes.
It was awfully crowded with both of us in that barrel.
I bet it was.
Are you really going calling on a young lady?
Yes, I am. After all, I figured what I'm done to getting no younger, you know, and I thought that I might like her to get married.
You would?
Yeah.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Huh?
Oh, I'm sure you'll make me so happy.
No. No, I don't want her to get married to you just yet, you see.
Well, you can't blame me for trying. Yeah. But think it over. And if you change your mind, you can always get me at my sister's place. Mm. She lives right here in this house at 1130 Princeton Avenue.
Oh, is this to be 1130 Princeton Avenue?
Yes.
Well, that'd be right near the places what I'm looking for. Well, you know, I got to go to the number 1150. That must be right down this. I'll see you later. Good night, lady.
Yes, good night. Good night.
Let me try to see. This has been number 1148. Next door must be 1150, but that just couldn't be the place. This is a dog and cat hospital. Sure be a funny place for a girl for to live. Well, maybe that's the only place in Los Angeles where she could get an apartment. Well, it'd be exactly 8:30. Might as well put to go in. Yes, I'm nervous.
How do you do?
Do you wish to see the doctor?
The doctor?
You've been there.
No, I don't. I'm looking for Kitty. Oh, I get the joke now, yes. yes, Kitty. This is be a dog and cat hospital, Kitty. Yeah, that'd be a good joke. guess what? You must have lots of kitties in this place, huh?
Place?
Yeah.
Yes, we have, but you say it's a joke?
Yeah. Joke. I guess what I'm just a stupid man, I guess. I should have known better either. You see, lady, a fellow what I know is be what you call a practical joker, you know. He likes what to play tricks and he thinks what they're very funny, see? Well, I hope that he gets a good laugh out of this one.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Well, he told me for to come over here. He said what it was been a very beautiful girl over here by the name Kitty. And what she was be very anxious for to meet me. The way what he described her, how gorgeous she was, when I first saw you, I thought that maybe you was her, you know.
Oh,
but that's okay. That's. He says, so long as I'm here, I'd like for to give you this basket of fruit and these flowers and this box of candy. Logging around this stuff is sure be heavy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's very sweet of you. What did you say your name was?
Parker Carter. I got a restaurant here. It's called Parker's.
Yes.
Yeah, he said that this girl is used to pass by my restaurant every day, and she looked at me through the window, and she liked me every much, you know. And she wanted him for to arrange for me for to take her out, you know, so he sent me over here. That's a some joke, right now. He told me for to ask for Kitty. He said that he was coming back tomorrow at my restaurant, so I could tell him everything what has happened here tonight. I guess when I tell him, then he'll have some laugh, eh? I mean, this whole thing is be some funny joke, doesn't it?
Well, perhaps this whole thing isn't a joke, Mr. Parker Carter.
Huh?
My name is Kitty.
Kitty? You mean it's true? You mean what, you're really Kitty?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
and I'm so glad you came over.
Oh,
I was really very anxious to meet you.
Oh, did I? You're really entitled to the fruit now, you know. Say... You mean what he done was been making a joke with me after all?
A joke? Of course not.
Oh, no. You know, after I got in here tonight and I saw this place was just been a dog and cat hospital, I thought what Kitty was just a pussycat, you know?
Well, I should say not.
Yeah, you know something? This would be the best surprise that I never had in my whole life. You know, I thought it was been just a joke, you know? Say, Kitty, I hope that you don't mind if I call you by your first name.
Oh, no.
Yes. Say, Kitty, I would like for to take you out to dinner. Maybe we could go to a movie later or something.
Why, that would be wonderful. Yeah. I'm ready to leave right now. If you'll pardon me while I get my hat and coat.
Oh, sure. Go right ahead. Yeah.
Doctor, I'm leaving now.
Well, okay. Go ahead. You'll be glad to get home early tonight. I know how tired you are.
Well, I'm not going home early. After all, a gentleman friend of mine just came in and he's taking me out for dinner. We'll probably go to a movie.
Oh, well, have a good time.
Thanks. Good night, Doctor.
Good night, Dorothy.
Shh. Huh? Don't say Dorothy so loud. Tonight, my name is Kitty.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our last broadcast for this season. I would like to thank everyone connected with our show for his wonderful cooperation. Have a happy summer, all of you, and we'll see you all again in the fall. Good night. Good night, Clifford and Bobby.
This is Bob Anderson speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.